What you're about to listen to is the sound of two friends searching for meaning anywhere they can find it. That may be the meaning of life, or it may be the meaning of a song one of them just heard. But what's the difference, really? A quick note about first episodes. They're really tough to pull off. In our case, we'd been talking about doing this show for over a year, and I think some of the delay was simply that weird procrastination that happens when you just don't know how to kick things off. But here we are. We hope you'll stick around. The Red Lamp District, Episode 1. Begin the Begin. Okay, hello everyone. Welcome to the Red Lamp District, Episode 1. Begin the Begin. That's what we're calling this one. I am John Carswell. I am one of your co-hosts, and I will be joined today and on future episodes by the man, the myth, the legend, the man sitting right next to me, Chris Hackett. Chris, how you doing?
Howdy, world. Doing well, John.
Good.
Good morning.
The world says back to you, hello, Chris. So, first episode. Wow. So this is something you and I have been wanting to do for a while, been planning on doing, and we're like, oh, we're just going to have a podcast, and we're just going to talk about everything. And originally, actually, we were going to call this Catholicism, the Universe, and Everything, but...
It's a mouthful.
It is. It's a mouthful. And so we really liked that name, the Red Lamp District, and we'll talk a little bit about that and, you know, all that good stuff. But maybe we need to introduce ourselves first. And, you know, this is that, by the way, I mean, this is that obligatory first episode where, like, we're kind of like, what do we talk about in the first episode? Because it's supposed to be an introduction. Well, yeah, we're just going to see where this thing goes on the first episode, and we'll get things into focus. But, Chris, tell us about yourself.
Well, I am, where to start? I am the bass guitarist for probably the greatest garage band on this street.
Wow, tell us more.
Pale Horse Sailor is our
name. Oh, I've heard they're amazing.
Yeah, we're pretty good. We give the guys down the road a good run for their money. They're a hard rock band, it sounded like. But, I think we're doing pretty well.
Right on.
And besides that, I live down the road from John, and we share a love of baseball and Catholicism and many other things, but there's a lot more to say about myself, but I'll start there.
Right on. Yeah.
How about you?
I also play in Pale Horse Sailor. So I am the chief tin whistle player for them. So and let's see. So yeah, I love baseball. And many other things, Catholicism. It's always weird on the first episode to talk too much about yourself, but maybe we'll just dive into talking about like what in the world we want to do with this thing. And you know, really I think where we want to go is we want to go into a deep exploration of just about everything, but
nothing's off the table.
Yeah, I wrote a little 1-minute speech to encompass this and, you know, what we're trying to do here.
Give the speech?
What's that?
You're going to give the speech?
I think so. Should I not?
No, you should.
Okay, good. This is like that elevator speech thing. So
I just heard the speech and it's really good.
Okay, yeah. It's like Braveheart quality, right? It's going to want to make you run out and, you know, just like start, you know, killing the bad guys with swords. So be ready to be inspired. On the Red Lamp District, we explore the sublime and mundane, the sacred and profane, the pleasure and the pain of the human existence. We have strong Catholic point of views, and because of that, we want to contemplate every reality on God's green earth as a way of growing more human and more holy. We aim to recover vision of a sacramental reality, seeking to understand this world as a world in transition toward a greater, more perfect reality.
Boom.
Yeah. I don't know about you, Chris, but I'm in tears.
I'm laughing so much because I'm crying.
Yeah, that's a strange mixture of joy and just sorrow. Sehnsucht, I think, is what the Germans called it.
Exactly. Yeah, it's very moving.
Very moving. So, yeah, you know, literally we just decided on the name for this podcast, like right before we started recording, we had thrown around at a bunch of other names, and none of them quite felt right. And, you know, I will say that as someone who has done other podcasts, mm-hmm. sometimes the name you start out with isn't always the one you kind of get into the groove with.
Right. But you feel like we've hit a groove already.
I do. Yeah. I think this one's here to stay. Well, some of you may know me. Because I'm world famous for this. Some of you may know me as one of the co-hosts of the Tolkien Road podcast, and that one originally started out as Talking Tolkien, but then it turned out somebody already had started a podcast with the name Talking Tolkien. So we were like, well, you know, they kind of beat us to it, even though it was like they beat us to it by like a few weeks. We were like, we don't want to have two podcasts. It'll get confusing for everybody. So we changed our name to the Tolkien Road pretty early in that one, like
nice.
10 or 12 episodes in.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I should have looked up to see if there was already one called Talking Tolkien, but I didn't. But this time I looked it up and I was like, okay, there's no podcast out there that I can see called the Red Lamp District. So we're going to call this puppy the Red Lamp District. Yeah. So, you know, the Red Lamp District, I mean, I think what we're trying to convey there is the red lamp, right, of the sanctuary, and this whole mystical idea of the presence of God is present in a more substantial and powerful way there.
In a place.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. In a place, in a district,
mm-hmm.
as they would say. Yeah. District, to be more specific.
A locale, yeah.
That's right. And, you know, you can kind of play with all the other connotations and everything of how we put it. And that's all kind of mixed in there. It just seems like we're both kind of literary.
Yeah. Poetic, you could say.
We're both even kind of poetic, maybe.
Artists.
Yes. Artistes. I prefer the art. I don't accept artist. I accept artiste.
Oh, well, yeah. That's you.
Yeah. So because I wear a beret all the time.
He
so,
does. He's yeah. wearing one now.
I'm actually wearing one. I wear it when I sleep. It's actually sewed onto my head.
I always thought that was your hair.
Yeah, no, it's
the beret. That's cool.
It's the beret. Yeah. So we were just like, that's a cool name. Mm-hmm. That seems like a cool name. And there you go. Don't want to explain too much, people.
Yeah.
I know you're all dying to understand. Like, tell us more about this name. Inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah, no, keep it there. Keep the mystery alive.
That's right. All right, so, yeah, so...
Beginning to begin,
that's right. You know where that title comes from, by the way?
I don't.
Because this is one of the themes of our show.
It's probably from an obscure TV show that you like.
No.
Okay.
Because I do like obscure TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, we've talked about that. That'll be one of the things we probably talk about.
It's from Tolkien. No.
No.
Okay, strike two.
Strike two. You want to go for a third strike?
No, I don't. I'm blanking. I don't know where it comes from. It comes from a song. It comes from a song.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah.
You got it.
Duh.
Yeah, it comes from a song. It comes from a song by R.E.M. It's nice. The title of a song by R.E.M. It's the first song on their album, Life's Rich Pageant.
Right on.
Called Begin to Begin.
How does it go?
Well, I'm going to play a little snippet of it here for you. Let's see here. And... play this. Oh, let's turn it down a little lower so it doesn't blow anybody away. Little Middle Eastern flair there for you on the guitar.
I like it. This is the first song on the album?
Yes.
Fitting.
Yeah. All right. Don't want to play too much of it. All right.
Yeah, you have to pay somebody something if you do.
Yeah, yeah. They'll be coming up and being like, hey, you owe R.E.M. half a penny. Pay up, bub.
Yeah.
Right? Because they already don't have, you know, millions of dollars.
Yeah. But when they start listening to this podcast, they'll be pleased that we played their song.
Well, yeah, I mean, Michael and the boys are going to be listening, like, right off the bat, because, mm-hmm. I mean, they're, like,
interested.
They've been like, when are you guys going to start a podcast?
We're like, gosh, twisting our arm.
I know.
I know.
So So music is going to be one of the probably the things we talk about more often than not on this, because I am a huge music, probably snob is the best term.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, I love music, but as with many things, this is kind of my part of my personality. When I love something, I tend to get super into it, and then I can be a snob towards other things. So sorry ahead of time. I try to be nice, but
yeah, and I'll balance you out. I'm not a snob.
Yeah, there you go. Chris is balancing me out, so that's good. And then I'll belittle his taste in music as part of that. So
yeah,
and he'll do the Christian thing and be nice anyway to me. Love his enemies.
Yep.
Even though he wants to punch me in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Music, like, I think one of the things we want to do on this podcast is like I have certain acts, musical acts that I am obsessive about.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, can you name any of those without
that you're obsessive about?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. How many should I name?
Well, I mean, just if you can name any. I didn't know like how obsessive I seem, because that's not like, well, here's one of them. I don't like to list them off for you regularly, but I just didn't know if there's like from knowing me, if you can name any of them.
Radiohead.
Oh yes, yeah, you got the first one there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I am obsessive about Radiohead. So yeah, in fact, my I'm trying to start a podcast with my 11-year-old son about Radiohead, which I sometimes wonder if he's too young to be initiated into the world of being a headhead. But
I don't know. I mean,
no, I don't think he is. He already is. Like he already loves Radiohead.
Mm-hmm.
Because
that's all he talks about.
Because his old man loves Radiohead.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, great.
He's like a mini clone of you.
Well,
music, baseball. He's obsessed about these two things.
Although he plays drums, and I don't, I cannot play drums to save my life.
Yep.
So sure. I play the tin whistle, like we said.
Mm-hmm.
So my primary instrument,
right?
And other forms of whistles. So I'm pretty much a whistling.
He has one of those jackets with like pockets everywhere full of whistles.
Yeah, like I have pocket protectors with whistles, like little tiny whistles in them. So I'm just like, I show up to band practice, and I'm like, okay, what kind of whistle are we using here?
Mm-hmm.
All right. At some point, we're going to have to correct that that lie. I mean, if you want to name, I don't know if you want to take a stab at naming other bands, but that I'm obsessed with.
So but, early.
Yeah, it's all right. Well, but Radiohead, if you had said something other than Radiohead, I would have been a little concerned. But
right.
No, anyway.
There's several that I could think of.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking of, but I could.
I love Radiohead. What I really hope to do on this podcast is on a weekly basis, one of the things is like have a segment where we discuss an album or a song that I'm like, Chris, this is awesome. I really want you to hear it.
Yeah.
And I want somebody to talk about this with, right?
Mm-hmm.
And why it's so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be part of the plan. Let's see here. Yeah, we will probably talk about baseball, which for some of you will be like, why are you talking about baseball? Right. It's like, because we like baseball. Get over it. Go find another podcast to listen to if you don't want to hear us blab on about baseball.
Yeah, there's other sports.
Yeah.
I guess.
I mean, but not that we care about, really.
Not really.
I'll
pretend to at work because everybody talks about sports.
Yeah. 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 Loving baseball as much as we do is probably the most stereotypical thing about people like us that you could probably think of.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
Well, just like, well, what do you mean? What do you mean? You tell me what you mean by asking what I mean.
Well, I mean, I'm asking what you mean when you said that.
I'm saying because we're white, middle-aged dudes who grew up in like middle-class America.
Are we middle-aged? We are.
Oh gosh. Did I just break that to you? Sorry. I've been middle-aged since I was like a teenager. So
when I look in the mirror, I don't see that.
But you never you'll be 70 and still not see that.
Right.
I already kind
of
look.
Beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
I already kind of look the part, you know. I've already come to accept this. I was actually thinking about like this morning we were trying to before you got here and we were trying to decide on the on the title for this podcast.
Is that the royal we you just used?
Well, I'm sorry. when I was trying to decide on it.
Okay.
Cool. Well, when I was trying to decide on good recommendations so that we could answer the final one.
Right on.
Because this was a team decision.
This is us, yeah.
Right, and I want you going back and be like, you chose the Red Lamp District, not me.
Yeah. I'll start my own podcast.
That's right. What was it? Oh, yeah. I was thinking about it, and I was like, okay, how do we work midlife crisis into this title somehow?
It's just going to come out.
Because, let's be honest, that's probably one of the reasons we're doing this podcast. Not per se, like, partly because, and there's kind of a crisis aspect to this, like the general crisis of life, right?
Boom.
Yeah, the general crisis of life. Mm-hmm. That should have general crisis of life. Maybe that's what we're going to change the name of this podcast.
Yeah, ongoing permanent crisis.
The permanent
being,
crisis.
The being. Crisis of being.
Oh, gosh. I kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
That should be the title of your next novel. By the way, people, Chris is an amazing writer. And like I've been telling him he needs to get his books published.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of the reason that I wanted to start this podcast with him, was to help him get a platform for these books that are great that he's written.
Mm-hmm. maybe,
because the whole thing today is that you gotta get your name out there, and people write crap, and they have their names and they get their names out there because they build this platform for themselves, and then you get geniuses like the man to my right, and you know they don't have a platform or anything, so it's like nobody ever hears about them. So I'm just trying to say. All right, a little vote of confidence right here.
Okay.
By the way, when you do start making the millions, make sure you remember old Johnny.
Yeah, remember this podcast.
Remember how I gave you your initial plug?
You did.
All right, helped you get out there.
Right.
I will make my claim for 50% of the royalties based on that.
I got your back, man.
All right, good.
Your children will never starve.
Got this on record. That's exactly why I started this podcast. All right. So, you know, one of the things, Chris, with you, you've actually worked as you have a PhD, Dr. Hackett.
Yep.
I'll refer to you as from now on.
Yes, you should.
We have a doctor in the house, ladies and gentlemen. So when you
not the kind that makes any money,
not well, but maybe will eventually. I don't know. But one of the things here is that as we mentioned before, we're both kind of artistes. Literary types. We both wear berets all the time,
mm-hmm.
and smoke pipes and wear scarves even when it's 100 degrees out.
Mm-hmm.
So, one of the things is though that like we both, I think, if we could, we would be working in university somewhere teaching literature and the classics,
mm-hmm.
and Chris would be like going like teaching like courses on deep philosophy,
mm-hmm.
and theology and those sorts of things.
Yeah,
but neither of us do. I don't have a PhD, so I couldn't be doing. I do have a master's degree,
mm-hmm.
so you can call me Master, mm-hmm. Master John.
Yeah.
Was there ever a time when people who had a master's degree were referred to as Master So and So?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of medieval
kind of thing.
Yeah.
Instead of Doctor. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Master John. Dr. Chris, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And yet, it's kind of hard to find good-paying gigs that can support a family.
Yeah.
These days.
These days.
For people who have backgrounds in the kinds of things we do.
These days.
Yeah. So that's going to be one of the themes that we explore here, mm-hmm. is what to do for people like us. What to do for people like us. Yeah. Chris, you look like you want to say a million things, but...
I'm holding back. I'm holding back. Yeah. This is just the beginning of the end.
We'll get to that.
Leave that pregnant.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Yes. Fit to burst. All right. The long pregnant pause. That would be another good name for a podcast.
It would.
The long pregnant pause.
Yeah, and then the intro would just be silence.
Right. That'd be a very avant-garde podcast.
Yeah, John Cage.
All right. Oh yeah. Johnny Cage.
I'd appeal to you on that one.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know about the...
I listen to his album all the time.
4 minutes and 33 seconds?
Yeah, it's so good.
It's the best.
Yeah.
That's going to, like, that's the one that you all need to go out, rush out and listen to right now if you've never heard it, is 4 minutes and 33 seconds by John Cage.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you could probably find it on YouTube.
My band in high school actually covered that live. I'm not kidding.
Literally?
We did.
You were such a nerd.
Oh, man. We were. It wasn't my idea. It was one of my, I had one of the guitar players in the band, Tim. He was like really into, I mean, he is a 17-year-old kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like into John Cage and people like this, right? Wow. And he was like, we need to cover 4 minutes and 33 seconds live. And I'm like, what? And he's like, just trust me. And so we did it. And I won't spoil it for anybody. You need to go out and find this for yourselves so you can hear what it's all about. But there was five of us up there on stage, and we covered 4 minutes and 33 seconds.
Man.
Yeah.
So, 60s.
Yeah. Well, did it come out in the 60s?
I'm not really sure, but it just
60s or 70s, yeah.
Seems something like 60s.
We were the avant-garde.
Yeah.
Leading.
This was in the 90s.
Yeah.
Even.
Right, yeah, and then right after that we broke into a cover of a Madonna song or something like that, or
what?
A Creed song. There you go,
Creed. Really?
Can you take me higher?
Nice.
Yeah, that was actually the guy from Creed jumped in there, right?
Yeah,
because he's standing right behind us.
There's
like
a huge audience
cheering us on.
Tiny house that we're in.
Yeah,
in the backyard.
He's actually behind us, like being like, you guys. Guys are great. Yeah. And he just jumped in here and sang his part.
Yeah.
So yeah. So hey, wow, this podcast got really weird really quick.
No.
Which is exactly what I was going for. This is awesome.
Yeah.
So anything else we need to tell people, like right off this is the first episode, people. I know you all are out there like, please, well, please keep going. Like, I could listen to this for 3 hours.
There's something staring at me on your screen. It says the meaning of life.
Oh, the meaning of life?
Yeah, was this the Monty Python thing you want to talk about? Or?
Well,
I mean,
we could talk about that.
Where are you going
with this? Notice it's lowercased. Right. So I didn't have the intent of talking about the film on this first episode, but we can certainly plan on doing that.
Okay.
At some point.
Right. But you do want to talk about the meaning of life on this podcast.
Yeah, well, to me, that's what it's all about, right?
Gotcha.
Yes, totally. Look, as we mentioned, we'll get a little serious here.
Mm-hmm.
If we can stay serious for more than a few minutes, for more than a couple of seconds.
Yeah, we'll try.
Yeah, like, at the end of the day, like, we want to talk about meaning. I think that's the thing that I really want to talk about in the grand scheme of things is, like, is meaning of everything, because I believe there is meaning to everything, and it's not just this whole idea of like we give meaning because there is no meaning. Mm-hmm. Like we have to give meaning to things because there is no meaning.
Yeah,
there's partial truth to that, but it's not the whole truth.
Mm-hmm.
And as we said, we're both Catholics, so we're total theists, right? You know, we actually believe that God created things and and that he created a meaningful universe.
Yeah.
But here's the weird thing. We find ourselves in a place where it's hard to find meaning.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to discover meaning. And so that's one of the other things there is, that absurdity.
You
go a little bit. You want to talk about that. So
I want to talk about absurdity.
Yeah, go ahead and talk about
it.
Yeah.
So, you know, right. I mean, we're human.
Right. Wait, what?
We are. Both of us are human.
Tell me more.
The people that are listening are human. There may be persons that are listening that are not humans.
Listening to this broadcast. Are you listening? Are you listening? Well, they could. It's true, though.
No, right. There may very well be intelligences, persons, that do not have bodies. Mm-hmm. And they could be listening.
Funky.
Yeah. Angelic intelligences, etc.
Yes. Right?
I mean, why not?
Aliens.
Aliens. Dolphins could be persons.
Yeah. Dolphins. Yeah, dolphins are...
Yeah.
Totally.
They could be persons.
Yeah.
Anyway, but I don't think dolphins are listening to this podcast.
Well, you know what's funny about that little aside, little mm-hmm. tangent there? Mm-hmm. You know, originally we wanted to call this thing Catholicism, the Universe, and Everything, which is kind of a spinoff on mm-hmm. the title of one of Douglas Adams' works, Life, the Universe, and Everything,
yeah.
which that's part of the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy trilogy. One of the other books, which is actually not a trilogy, and one of the other books in that series is called So Long and Thanks for All the Fish. And that's because when, spoiler for those who haven't read it, at the beginning of the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy mm-hmm. trilogy, we find out that Earth is about to be destroyed, but it's actually a large computer that was created by other aliens mm-hmm. in order to determine the meaning of life. And the most intelligent beings on that planet were not humans, but dolphins.
Really?
And dolphins are pulled off the planet because, you know, because they're the most intelligent beings. And what they say when they leave is they say, so long and thanks for all the fish. Right?
Right.
So.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, absurdity.
And absurd.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're human. And, you know, meaning makes us human.
Yeah.
I think. I mean, if without meaning, we don't want to live.
Yeah.
And without pursuing meaning. But at the same time, so meaning is difficult. You know, mm-hmm. it's easy to lose, but it's everywhere at the same time.
Yeah.
And so there's the experience, the human experience is saturated with meaning, but at the same time, strangely, there's so much absurdity to our experience.
Totally. Like this podcast.
Yeah.
No, but I get it. Like, I know that was something, a topic that came up. The term absurdism was something that I brought up to you recently, and you're like, well, of course I know what absurdism is. Philosophy
uh-huh.
PhD.
Uh-huh.
You're like yeah. sitting there smoking your pipe with your beret on, and you're like, yeah. like, yes, well, let me define absurdism for you and give yes. you a thesis on it.
Uh-huh.
So, but I've been, you know, I do teach a little bit, and I was teaching this religion class this year on Catholicism, and there was a particular student who really, like, really nice kid, and comes from a Catholic background, but he's really struggled in the last couple of years with, you know, as he's growing up and everything, like understanding like what Catholicism is, and
yeah,
and he actually, I was like, well, you know, I was talking with him, is like, well, what philosophy of life do you presently subscribe to,
mm-hmm.
right? And he said, actually, I subscribe to this thing called absurdism, and who. You're gonna tell me again. Who is it? It's this French guy.
Yeah, Camus.
Camus, that's right.
Sorry, Camus.
Camus, yeah. And so absurdism is actually Camus. A philosophy, which yep. I did not know until yep. This very intelligent young man shared some of it with me
mm-hmm.
and read up on it a little bit. And I'm by no means an expert on it, but I got to thinking about it, and I was like, you know, I would say for myself, I'm something of like a. I mean, I'm Catholic, but I might more specifically say that. In terms of my everyday outlook, I'm kind of a Catholic or a Christian absurdist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one of the things I've said in conversation to this individual is that I think sometimes Catholics can go too far in arguing for the faith when they try to just like explain everything and like say like, well, here it goes. Here's how you answer this deep philosophical question that people have been struggling with for all time. Here's a nice little neat answer for you.
Yeah.
And it's like,
the world
doesn't
work
that way.
No.
Right?
God's not that way. The world's not that way. Humans aren't that way. Anything
yeah.
of value, from love to suffering and evil.
To baseball,
are not that way.
Right. I mean, that's reality. And I think that's a lot of like the zeitgeist of our present time is people have come in, like the old answers don't always satisfy anymore. And that's not to say that we're trying to be like we're trying to like redefine Catholicism or something like that. And I think we'll talk more about like how this all plays out. But I think you and I like we both consider ourselves pretty like orthodox,
mm-hmm.
you know, Catholics, right? Like we're you know, we're like, if you want to know something about it, we're like, well, let's start with the catechism.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
You know, well, you want to answer a tough question? Yeah, let's start with the catechism. But I think we also recognize that even there people can want to just have it like all neat and tied up with a little bow on top in their heads, and truly like what Catholicism is entering into the mystery of Jesus Christ and of God,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you don't, like, intellectual answers aren't the final end-all be-all of human existence.
Right.
There's a greater reality that we're called to enter into.
Mm-hmm.
And we enter into it in this life through this thing called, you know, the valley of the shadow of death, right?
Yeah.
Like,
right.
In this place where it's like, you know, there's all this difficulty, sorrow, confusion, misunderstanding, brokenness,
pain,
joy, but pain.
Yeah, joy, warmth,
pleasure.
Yeah.
All these things of human existence. Beauty, right. All these things of human existence, but and we want all the good stuff to last,
mm-hmm.
right? We want all the good stuff to be fulfilling and meaningful and to just be eternal,
right?
But none of it really like lasts in the here and now,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So I was like, man, I totally understand where this kid is coming from,
and it seems more fragile and weaker than, you know, the bad stuff.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Totally.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. Yeah. In fact, that's one of the reasons I love Tolkien so much, was I know we've talked about it a little bit. There'll probably be a lot of reference to Tolkien in this podcast because I am such a Tolkien nerd. And I, you know, if for those of you out there who like Tolkien, I encourage you to go listen to the Tolkien Road, which is my podcast. We got like 160 something episodes as a recording,
mm-hmm.
as we're recording this one. And it's, I just got to say, it's the greatest Tolkien podcast of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the greatest podcast of all time. Probably.
Well.
Anyway.
Close. It's
yeah.
up there. It is.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
They're probably going to be broadcasting out into space and aliens will be listening to it.
Yeah, and they're like, eventually. I don't know who this Tolkien guy is, but he sounds awesome.
Yeah. Maybe we won't blow up Earth.
Maybe we won't blow up Earth just because this guy started this Tolkien podcast and we want him to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
So also go give my Patreon. Give me money on my Patreon so the aliens won't blow us up. I don't have to bring that over as an appeal. Appeal to my other to the Tolkien podcast to be like,
it's the only thing that will save Earth.
Aliens are holding this planet hostage unless you give more money to my podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yeah. Oh man, we're nerds. Well, we're such nerds.
It's all right.
All right. It is. It's fine.
It's fine.
We're just reassuring ourselves that it's
right?
fine.
It's fine, right?
Yeah. We're gonna. You know, I think we plan to. Did you want to say anything more about absurdism or the meaning of life or anything?
Well, yeah, but do I have to
we'll
right
save
now?
It. Yeah,
you
want to
save
to.
It? Pregnant.
It's all about if you just got to say it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
Cool.
No.
Right on. Right. Good answer.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Family Feud. Good answer. Good answer. Survey says yes. Let's see. Yeah. So you know, we're hoping. We really want to. I mean, you and I have talked about so many interesting people we'd like to interview on this podcast in the future. So that's going to be a big part of it.
Yeah. We want to tell ghost stories.
Oh, yeah.
We did.
Yeah. Ghost, man. I love a good ghost, like, not like a good ghost story, like, but like, in the sense of a made up one, but like the stories of, like, I have never encountered, like, I've never had an encounter with something where I'm like, wow, I just experienced a ghost.
Right.
I've had a couple of freaky little things, but like I know other people have had incredible stories, like experiences where it's like there's no room and no reason to doubt them.
Yeah.
Right. My own wife has actually had one of those experiences,
mm.
which, you know, maybe we'll interview her in a short segment at some point in the future about that. But there's also some really cool ghost stories out there that I think it would
everybody knows somebody that has had these.
You're just like, tell me that ghost story again, the one where you're like, I know it was like, you know, where the person is like not the kind of person who just like makes up ghost stories all the time.
Right. Yeah,
you know, no, they're like totally like, in fact, they seem like the kind of person who would not make that up.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. This happens.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. So we want to do that.
Oh, yeah.
What else do we want to do? Everything.
Everything. Yeah. I mean, it's like, it's a, you know, this is a blank slate. But we just want to do it and have a lot of fun doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And just explore this crazy, absurd
saturated
reality.
Reality.
Yeah. And but find the deeper meaning in it all.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Try to find the deeper meaning in it all and discover the goodness, the truth, the beauty that we can find
mm-hmm.
in all of it. And hopefully help everybody listening out there do the same. So
that would be I'd sleep well if we did that.
Absolutely. and hopefully make a lot of money doing it. No, <just kidding. laughs> but not really. That'll come later. So I'm just being honest here, people. Come on. You would think if I was like, oh, no, we don't want to make any money, you'd be like, oh, shut up. Yes, you do. So now, you know, it's all part of the journey. And I hope this is – I hope people will join us on this journey and really find something that they delight in and can binge listen to. That's a fun thing about the Tolkien podcast is we get letters from people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're like, I've just spent the last 2 weeks listening to every episode of your podcast, which is like, you know, at different points, it's been like over 120 hours.
Man.
So you think about the amount of listening they have to do, and it's like, dang.
Wow.
So, you know, wouldn't it be cool to get to that point with this podcast? But
yeah, let us hope.
It's good. Yeah.
It was fun.
Well, man, I feel like this first episode turned out better than I thought it would.
Good. Yeah, me too. It was fun.
Yeah. This is Chris's, I think, first time recording something like this. So
yep. Yeah, it is.
Give him a slow golf clap at home, you know, like you're in an 80s movie.
Thank you, everyone.
And you know, somebody's just done something amazing and they need to, it's kind of blown your minds and you know, you're like, it just has to be really emotional and deep and like slow. Like but get speedier. It needs to accelerate as more people join in.
Yes.
And you got to shake your head a little bit, right?
And then they stand.
Yeah.
And then I just say thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's it. Thank you.
Yes. And then the movie ends with a really catchy, mm-hmm. you know, yes. 80s totally. Song.
Yeah. Then you just leave the theater feeling great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like life has meaning now.
Uh-huh.
Life has meaning for 30 seconds.
Right. Until you get in your car.
That's right.
And you're like,
and all the other crushing problems of the world come down on you. All right. Yeah. So, you know, Chris and I need to go talk about what the next few episodes of the show are going to be about.
Yeah.
Plan them out for you. And we thank you for listening. And, you know, since most of you will probably find this, you know, this podcast weeks, even months, even years after we record this episode, I will just say greetings to you from the past.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for listening. And we are looking forward to discovering along with you where this podcast goes.
And I just wanted also to say to all the aliens that will be listening in the future that please do not blow up Earth.
Amen. I second that motion.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. And I think most people on planet Earth would agree.
Yeah.
So good. Yeah. Including the dolphins.
And the dolphins too.
Including the dolphins.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks. Thanks everybody. And we will talk at you next time.
Ciao, Bella.
Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Red Lamp District. Please do us a favor and subscribe, rate, review on iTunes or your podcast app of choice. Those three easy steps will help us get the word out. You can also check us out on Facebook and Twitter and learn more about us at redlampdistrict.com. Finally, feel free to drop us a line at redlampdistrict@gmail.com. Once again, thanks for listening, and we'll talk at you next time.